Okay, there we go. There I am. Not that you wanted to see me. Yesterday when I did this, it was snowing. Or it was snowy, and you couldn't see the city. So here's a little bit of the surroundings here. Gorgeous morning. Beautiful morning here in Colorado. I usually do these things inside, but inside right now at the moment there's six people there and it's crowded and noisy, so I had to come into the big room, God's big room, and you get the roar of the freeway down below, but this isn't bad either. So yesterday I was musing about the journey that we're on as a country, and you know, I'm not worried about the left. The left's fully committed. The left, you know, they're dupes, they're deceived, whatever, but they're fully committed. Apparently they're starting forest fires out in Oregon. I was reading that this morning. And, you know, they've got to take no prisoner approach. BLM, burn, loot, murder. And it's true. But again, I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about the Christians. I'm worried about a church that's it's worse than asleep. It thinks it's awake, but it's not. And the church has, yesterday I talked a lot about people's scriptures. People have different set of scriptures. And I'm afraid that the church has spent too much time in other people's scriptures, in the devil's scriptures. And they're getting the world view from the world, from people that hate Jesus Christ, that hate the Word of God. And then they're trying to adjust what they think about the Word of God to fit the parameters of their other Antichrist scriptures. And they're doing it to be acceptable to the world, to be sophisticated. They think they're being smart, but they're just being fools. What is it Jesus said? Friendship with the world is enmity towards God. And it's not even that. It's foolishness. You can't mix a lie with the truth and call it the truth. I mean, that's Satan's trick from Genesis chapter 1. He mixed a little truth with a lie and sold it to Eve. And down we go. And I know one too many Christian that you know, wants to believe in evolution, wants to believe in all this Marxist theory, and then, you know, throw a little cross around it and baptize it and call it Christianity. And, you know, that's why Christianity has failed in the United States. It's sought every form of compromise to be acceptable to the world. It's as if the highest moral goal is to get along with the Antichrist. And that seems to be the the moral ethos of the church. I'm not even worried about all the traditional sins. I mean, that, you know, human beings are human beings, and we tend to fixate on those things. And that's, you know, it's you're missing the mark. I mean, fine, you want to fixate on them, but that's, you know, it's almost a distraction. You know, either Jesus Christ is King and Lord and God, and He is, or it's just a religious game. And you know, I want reality. Reality is reality. And if reality is that Jesus Christ is Lord, well, then act like it. If Jesus Christ is Lord, if He's the King of every nation, if before Him every nation, every ethnic group will bow, why don't we act like it? Why don't we believe His Word? Why don't we believe the Word of God? Why don't we read the Word of God? When it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, why do we not believe that? Why do we try to make an accommodation for reverse entropy and life coming from non-life, as if that makes us more sophisticated? It makes us idiots. It makes us members of the same damn cult. So to fight and win this battle, we got to get our foundation right. And our foundation's right, by and large, for most of the church. You know, and the cult out there, the world cult, thinks they're sophisticated. But they're bankrupt. They're bankrupt, and they're in the last throes of their life struggle. And, you know, that's what it is. They're in the last throw of their life struggle. They're coming to an end, and they're just going to get more violent, more vicious, and more bitter as they struggle to hold on, and they'll lash out and kill and kill and kill and kill. and the Christians somehow want to make peace with that. And the good news and the bad news is you can't. And, you know, God has a way of bringing things in into full fruition and disallowing his church to find the easy way. He does it in our personal lives, too. He'll bring us into circumstances and dire straits, the crucible, the fire. He heats up the gold in order to pull the dross off. It's not just with you as an individual. God's not interested just in individuals. He's interested in entire nations, entire states. God owns the world. God owns the whole world. The devil is an interloper, a trespasser. It's God's world. It's nobody else's. And the church needs to believe that again. I know there's a lot of Christians out there that say, well, I'm just going to try to hold on to the end and you know, hopefully I make it, get raptured out of here. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even want to talk about that. Here's the bottom line. Unless we have Christian nations, without Christian nations, you can't preach the gospel. It requires Christian nations to preach the gospel. It requires more than one individual. The great missionary movements that came out of England and the United States, they came out of a Christian nation, especially England. It wasn't just some dude trying to hang on. And to preach the gospel of the world, for the church to grow, you're going to need Christian nations, Christian bloodlines that are strong and they're willing to defend themselves and their Christian culture and their Christian nation in order to preach the gospel to the rest of the world and to set an example. Israel was to be an example to the rest of the world, to the rest of the nations. Not just Abraham, not just Isaac, not just Jacob, but that God would have an entire nation, an entire bloodline to be an example to the other nations. That's our duty. Our duty isn't to hold on and you know, get you know, 50 cans of Spam and try to make it through the next crisis. It's to take over and to build Christian nations. And the beauty of what's going on now is it's exposing the fraudulent nature of our civilization, our culture in America, the utter bankruptcy of it. And it can only lead to one thing, and it's you know, this Marxist revolution type thing that we're doing now. You silly Christians. You think it's going to end with Biden becoming president? Oh, maybe it's been too long since you've been in college, but there's no end to what they will demand from you morally, physically, financially. They want the utter destruction of white Christian European men. It's utter destruction. They want the utter destruction of any idea of a worldview that God has provided for us through the Holy Scriptures. Everything in Genesis they would invert, and they already have. I've talked about that before. And it won't end. It's not enough to be silent and try to live your little Christian life. They're going to take it all from you. You know, when the wolf comes knocking at the door, you can say, no, I'm not going to let you in. But when he comes in anyway, what are you going to do? And that's where we're at as a culture. That's where we're at as a civilization. And I'm asking you, Christian, to dig deep and try to figure out what the heck your life is all about. And is it worth more than just saving your skin? Is that what it's about? Are you trying to save your skin? Is that the best you can do? To save your skin? That's all you want? That's all you want out of this life? God, I hope it's more than that. That's not much of a life if that's all you can do is save your own skin. Where's the honor in that? No, this is about the existence of a Christian people, of a Christian nation, and we have abandoned the faith of our fathers. We've abandoned the faith of our God. We've compromised and compromised and compromised and compromised. And I'm not talking your mortal or venal sins. I'm just saying we've compromised our king. We've said We don't care what the Word says. We'll agree with your scriptures. We'll agree with your existence myths. We will agree with your morale. We'll agree with every what you want. Just let us sing our dang songs in our church, in our little corner, every Sunday morning. And the result is you've got what you've got. There's no retreating into a corner and try to exist. We're either going to boldly preach the gospel, which is the first thing on the chopping block as these atheist antichrists take over. Can't even do it now. A lot of parts of Europe and Canada, you can't come out and preach the gospel. You're going to get slammed in this fake gospel that we have in the United States where you know, God loves everybody. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. That's just the message they need to hear this day, isn't it? Antifa said, yep, God loves me. They basically burn, loot, and murder. and your children and your grandchildren are suborned and sucked into the Borg, sucked into that global cult, and you sit there and say, God loves everybody. No wonder the church is worthless, cast out under the feet of men like bad salt. So dig deep, Christian. Figure out what your life's worth. If it's worth just trying to hang on, I don't know. I don't have anything to say to you. I pity you. You're going to stand up, and you're going to have to stand up, and you're going to have to start speaking. You're going to speak your piece. Don't try to get along with them. Stop trying to get along with them. There is no point at which they're going to be satisfied. Your goal is not to get along with them. Imagine that. Oh, Satan, you just want me to bow down and worship you? Just to get along with you? Imagine Peter and Paul saying, oh, you Jews want us to just shut up? If we shut up, can we have our prayer and our Bible studies? They didn't do that, did they? No, they didn't do that. I'm not sure what you guys are thinking. So we have to build a Christian nation. And the agreement that this country had going back to 1789 with the Constitution has been suborned. It's been cast aside. There's not even a pretense anymore of abiding by a constitution. See if I can't give you guys a different view here. I know I'm not too pretty this morning. It's been suborned. There's been, the left, the only political movement that seems to have any momentum is the left. And the far left has taken over. It used to be, Bill Clinton, Democrat. John F. Kennedy, Democrat. These guys are right-wing Republicans today. I hope you recognize that. I hope you understand that. Those guys are right-wing extremists compared to what's going on today. And there's no end. It's not enough. You watch these guys trying to have dinner, minding their own darn business, having dinner somewhere back east. And it's not enough for them to keep their mouths shut. They're forced to the point of violence to raise their fists in support of that political agenda. You don't think that's coming for you? You don't think that's coming to small town America? Rural Oregon, they're burning down forests. Antifa, BLM guys, starting forest fires to force this. You think you're going to be left alone because you live in the woods? Nobody's going to be left alone in this. So this is a good thing. It's a time of deciding. There's a lot of church that is, a lot of Christians in the church have already decided they're going to fold and cave to the left. Talk about how Jesus loves everybody, and hoping to stay out of the firing line. Oh, is life so dear that you would sacrifice your own honor to go down that road? Don't you owe something more to your kids and your grandkids as an example? I don't know who the resistance is. It ain't Antifa BLM. They're the mainstream. These silly little white kids, you think you're being chic and avant-garde because you can join those guys? You're just good little cult members. You're just good little cult members. Doing what you're told to do. Being lied to, brainwashed. Do something bold. Go read the Bible, man. Go read the Bible. Worship the King. Worship the Creator of the universe. Worship Jesus Christ. And open up your mouth and speak. Open up your mouth and speak. Write. Do a podcast. Do a video log. And call them out. It's the situation is so bad that you can fire, literally fire in any direction and hit targets. Somebody sent me an article yesterday on one of these not so new intellectual fads from the left. And you know, it's a target-rich environment. You can shred this stuff if you have if you understand the scriptures, if you spend your time in the scriptures. Everything that the left wants to do basically is to invert the first 10, 11 chapters of Genesis. Invert them. Everything they want to do is to impose the traditions of men and the precepts of the elders, which is what Jesus Christ hated. They want to impose their man-made religion, their man-made ideas, their man-made traditions, their man-made morality. Jesus Christ came to liberate you from that. He came to set you free from that. You can't walk into a corporate environment anymore and have an honest political conversation without getting reported to the morality police. You know that. You know that. EEO, EEO, it's EEO. Go walk into your lunchroom at work and say, marriage between two men is an abomination. See how fast you get written up for a EEO violation. And you tell me we live in a free country? You live in a cult, man. You criticize the Puritans? You dare criticize the Puritans when you can't have a political conversation in the lunchroom at work? Because they're going to call you a dirty name? Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. And we're training our fellow citizens to rat us out. To rat us out for every little moral violation and report us to the government. And you live in a free country? You live in a cult. You live in an oppressive totalitarian cult. Jesus Christ would set you free from that. He said, honor your father and mother. It's funny that that's the one commandment that he picked on when he had all these little goody two-shoes just coming around telling you what you can and can't do. The Judaizers. He said, no, you honor your father, you honor your ancestors. You white, you better honor your ancestors. You better not apologize for your ancestors. You better not apologize for your mother and your father and their mother and father and their mother and father all the way back to Japheth. Why are you doing that? You need to be set free, man. Jesus Christ came to set you free from this cult that you're in, this moral cauldron of hypocrisy and unending guilt. My God, the unending guilt. You want to live under unending guilt and you and your children forever? Well, welcome to BLM Antifa. Welcome to the left. Welcome to all these little societies that claim that they're the moral goody-two-shoes. The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center telling you what you can and can't say, what you can and can't do, and condemning you in the most vile terms because you violated their man-made morality and traditions. You think you're free? You've participated in the creation of the most oppressive system in the world when you bend your knee to that. Open up your mind. Go read the scriptures. Open up your mouth. We've already lost that freedom in this country. Fritz Bergeron, 11 September 2020, bloodandfaith.com, out.